Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Heavenly Father, we worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. Lord, as we have just come through a day we call Father's Day on this earth, I want to thank you, Father, that you are my Heavenly Father and that you have given me a book full of mighty promises that I can stand on, that I can read, and I can learn what I'm supposed to be like and what I can do if I meet the requirements you've laid out for me in your word. Now, Father, as I strive to convey today and each day this week on to people what we should be like so that we can walk in the greatness of your word, so we can see mighty wonderful things happen, I just want to give you all the praise and the glory and honor for all the things. So, Lord, as I discuss the word today, may you reveal it to us so we may be used of you mightily for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I have noticed recently, as I have discussed the word of God with many people, especially in my healing schools, I've come to realize and understand from the word of God that to walk in the power of the word, really to get our prayers answered every time, there is some very rigid requirements laid out in the Word of God. So I've been trying to teach these in my healing school. And one of these is, I believe with all my heart, is located in Matthew 5:48, where the Lord says, "Be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, many a Christian was just exactly like I was. At one time, I used to say, "I think that's just absolutely too much for anybody to ask. I don't think it's possible for a Christian to be perfect." But when I read Matthew 5:48, I find that the Word of God declares that that's what's required. I am supposed to be perfect. So this obviously is the goal, to strive to be perfect in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this verse, I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible in Matthew 5:48, because it expounds on it quite a bit. It says, "You, therefore, must be perfect, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached a proper height of virtue and integrity, as your heavenly Father is perfect." So, as you can see there, it is a command from our King that we strive to be perfect. Now, from the scriptures that we have read here, it looks like that perfection is absolutely the goal that's set forth by our Lord for every one of us. Now, I realize that not every Christian has reached the goal of perfection, and no Christian has the right to boast that he has attained it, even if he thinks he has, because I'm going to tell you, I don't think I've ever met one that has met that requirement. But at least we should be striving toward that goal. I run into so many Christians that will say, you know, we're just unworthy sinners. We sin all the time, every day, all the time, every day. You will never be able to get your prayers answered, walk in any power with the Lord, because what you're saying does not line up with what the Word of God says. Now then, if the Word of God says in Matthew 5:48, "To be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect," I'm going to tell you, that's what our King expects us to do. He expects us to strive toward perfection. Now, many people today will absolutely object to this teaching of even the possibility of perfection, on the grounds that most people have never seen a perfect man. But let's take the Word of God and see what it says. Because the Lord clearly said that Job was a perfect man, but he said he was the only one. Then again, in Noah's day, there was only one, yet there was just this one perfect man in his generation. So Noah walked with God. Now, some declare that if one should become perfect, he would immediately be taken to heaven to be with the Lord. But the scripture declares even that Enoch, which was also perfect, walked with God for at least 300 years before he was caught up, or translated, into the third heaven. Now, these Old Testament saints that we've just been talking about here, God had said that these men were perfect, and they were perfect even before the law was given. Now, no divinity or superhuman perfection is attributed to any of them. They were men merely subject to like passions as we are, but they knew and feared God, and they kept His commands. Now, these men carefully avoided the overflowing evils of the idolatrous people among whom they lived in some of the most outstanding evil ages of history. Was perfection possible under the law? Now, Moses, speaking God's message to the entire congregation of Israel, declared, "Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God." Now, he told us that in Deuteronomy 18:13. Now, man is sometimes more critical than God is when it comes to making these judgments. But when Miriam and Aaron complained against Moses, God took his part, speaking to them out of the pillar of cloud, saying, "My servant Moses is faithful in all mine house." Now, while this scripture does not use the word perfect, surely it meets the definition given in Job 1:8. Because now, David was not persuaded that perfection was impossible, for he declared also in one of his inspired Psalms, "I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." Now, that's Psalms 101, verse 2. Now, all these, and no doubt many others, such as Daniel, Joseph, Abraham, Elijah, and Elisha, these men lived lives of holiness or perfection without the benefit of the advantage we have been given today, because God gave the complete scripture to His New Testament church. Now, all scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, if the more you get into this and the more detailed you get into this, the more you're going to find that in the New Testament, the requirement for the Christian today is perfection, or walking completely holy before the Lord. Now, if this is what God has laid out for us to do, then at least we should strive with all of our heart to reach this perfection that he is talking about here. Now, it was absolutely not until our own dispensation of time that we live in today that Christ our Savior was preached, and whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now, that's in Colossians 1:28. So, if the Lord is continuing to say that as we preach, we should warn every man and teach every man that in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, again, I'm telling you that the requirements or the goal that we should be shooting for as sons and daughters of the King of the universe today is perfection. We should not settle for anything less. Now then, to the Lord's New Testament church, Christ gave all these different offices, which is apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And he done that for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now that's found in Ephesians 4:11 and 12. It is amazing how many times that we have read here today that our King has given us all these gifts and all this power, and He expects us to be perfect. Now, they were not given the glorious outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who is our constantly abiding comforter, teacher, and guide, as we see here in John 14:26. But the Old Testament saints were living without that infilling power. But to think, since those men in the Old Testament were still perfect as God himself declares in his word that so many of those men were, don't you think we should at least strive to be perfect in all that we do as New Testament saints, since we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? We have his power as to help us, to guide us. We should be able to walk in this power with absolutely no problem. Now then, just think how much easier it should be for you and me today to live perfect than it was for those who lived before the Holy Spirit was given. Now, God says we are the temple of the living God. And he says, I will dwell in you and I will walk in you. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now that's in 2 Corinthians 6:16. Now then, if the Lord expects us to do that, and he demands, you know, for us to do that, then if these promises are ours, and we can cleanse ourselves from all filthiness, we can perfect holiness in the fear of God, because it's written in the Word. We can be just like the Old Testament saints. If we fear God and shun evil and be perfect in his sight, evidently this is not a new thing. This doctrine of entire sanctification has been taught by many outstanding servants of Christ throughout the church age, and is accepted as sound doctrine by a number of major denominations. Now then, you have to realize that many denominations today do put in their code of ethics and things that they do expect their people to be perfect. But I think overall, as a rule, most people in the church don't even have a clue that perfection is even available. They have not heard it, so they've not tried it. So I think we should start teaching our people what the Word of God says, so therefore we can walk in perfectness and holiness before our God. Now, if you'd like to write me for tapes at the Living Savior Ministry, Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas 76247. Or you can give me a call for audio and video tapes of these teachings at 940-242-2106. You can also go to our website at tlsm.org, and there you can get our email. We'd also like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We'd like to invite you to our healing school. The second Saturday of every month, it starts at 1 p.m. and we hold it at the same location as our church, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Come expecting a miracle from our Heavenly Father.